Yo, Doc.
What's up, pimpin'?
Did you check out the last episode of the In Deep Show?
Man, you know, I was listening to it. I got halfway through, and my headphones were just fucked up for some reason. I heard a lot of static and shit.
Dude, listen, I keep telling you over and over again, stop going to the dollar store picking up them bubblegum-ass headphones. Mm. You know who our sponsor is, Tweaked Audio. Just hit them up, man. Look, go there, put the IDS in, slim. You're going to get 33% off. You know that's going to allow you to get all the blue bull you want with the change left over.
No shit.
And what's more important is, besides the free shipping, you got a lifetime warranty. If them shits break, package it up, put it back in the mail, they'll send you new ones. I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you, dog.
Okay.
If you come home with your suitcase of blue bull,
okay,
and in a haste to sit down and watch TV, you put your 15-pack down and smash your headphones.
Right.
You put the motherfuckers back in the envelope, you send it back, and you get new joints.
You know what, though? I heard you say 33%
off.
33%
off.
I heard you say free shipping.
Free shipping.
I heard you say lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty.
I heard you say all that. The only thing I heard was extra blue bull. And that's all I need to hear, Pimpin.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Doctor.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Hear ye, come one, come all. IDS is having a royal ball. If you can listen and send feedback fresh, you might get a date with the absent princess. What's going on, y'all? It's your man, Big B. I don't know how much clearer I can make that. Thank you for tuning in to IDS. If you are square and you've been living on Gilligan's Island, that is the In Deep Show. Tuning in to the In Deep Show doesn't just get you the award-winning In Deep Show. It gets you great shows like The Un. Recap the Recap.
RTR.
Now in my glass.
Glass.
Ride with me.
Beep, beep, boop. Beep, beep, beep. Oh.
And disagree to agree.
What you say, sucker?
Fuck you, bitch.
I know you ain't talking to me.
Say that shit again. Sucker.
God damn it.
Listen, we'll keep you entertained. All we need is for you to keep yourself tuned in. We thank you. We appreciate you. Once again, I am your man, Big B. I do not do this show alone. Got my crew with me today. Today, my crew consists of ladies first, ladies first. It is the first lady of IDS, Queenie, y'all.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
You should look nice too, y'all.
Welcome to the show.
No doubt.
Thank you for pushing play.
All right. Now, for the rest of you ladies, It's nearing the end of the month. Okay. You know, you gotta get them. Gotta get some of y'all gotta get those benefit packages in before month's end.
Oh my! What?
To get that pap smear. Mm. In case you're late and your benefits are not useful anymore.
Okay.
IDS comes equipped with a doctor. Mm.
That's right. That's right. Obamacare. I accept that.
Bull care.
Bull care.
Absolutely.
You come with a 15 pack. You know, I can give you a pap smear and smear and rub you down and make sure everything's good.
Mark the Doc Wally, y'all.
What's up, y'all? I come with the full package, like you said. It's a cow. You know, for all the ladies, you getting your DOT or whatever. Hey, I'll check you out. Make sure you know you can see, you can hear,
and
you can feel.
Okay,
Doc went for a physical last week, and I swear for Lord, he is the only person that when he went in the room and they told him to pull his pants down, he told her pull your goddamn pants down.
Right, lead by example.
God damn it.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what though? What's funny though, the first time I did the DOT this morning. Well, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, this morning. No, actually this morning. Mm-hmm. And now you know how when they tell you to take off all your clothes, the doctor will be there the minute, put this little thing on. Mm-hmm. Where you slide your hands through
the little paper joint.
They had the short joint.
Oh yeah, yeah. They got the little shorts.
Yeah, in this one. Snap! I'm gonna take them home. Hey, that was snap. I'm like, okay.
Whoa. Okay. And do what with them?
Huh?
Where are you comfortable? Pajamas.
Yes. No shit. Hey, remember
they're like
back?
Made out of like the rope kind of material. I mean,
the
not the rope, but the
material for the gown. It's just them shorts.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
But no, did you have the paper shorts or the?
It wasn't. I guess
the gown material.
Because I've seen both.
But it was like it's like a little type.
It's like a quilted paper joint.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was looking for the thing you put around you and you know stuff like. Nah, I looked at
it. Have you ever went to take a physical and they told you take everything off and put that on, and you just lay on the table with the noisy ass paper with no clothes on, and then when they knock you be like, come in. Oh, I wasn't finished putting this on yet.
No, because I don't know who coming
and
in.
And just rub your nipples.
What if he a man?
Right.
I'm just saying, it's Russian roulette.
Thanks
if you did it.
It'd be like, I'm Dr. Joe Smith.
But that's the first time I saw the shorts. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Right, cool.
Yeah. How's that beer?
You know what? It's tasty. Mm-hmm. You know, the hops are pretty good. I can taste the hops. Because
it's actually a beer that has hops.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. I know my beers, you know, and it was made in Brazil.
What?
Except for
Brazil?
Where was it made, Queen? Ireland?
I think so.
It's Ireland.
Okay, I was close.
Close enough.
Right.
Close enough, yes.
Oh, you go right across the street and they all there. Right. But it's good. It's cold.
That's the only qualification.
Malt liquor has hops too?
I'm sure. Oh, everything.
Yeah. Hops and skips too.
What is it? Yeast, hops, water.
Malt liquor?
Potatoes and shit.
And one.
That's jailhouse brew, sir.
Yeast, hops, barley.
There you go.
Rice.
That's how sommelier.
Rice, oh, no,
cool girl.
Rice. You think it's sake?
Oh no, I'm thinking it's sake. I'm sorry.
Sake, sake.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had a paddle the other day. Well, maybe we should save this for your show.
You had a what?
Paddle. It was pretty good.
What's a paddle?
With a 4.5 ounce.
Oh, you had a flight.
Where I was at, they call it a paddle because they serve it on a paddle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Sometimes
so it's like after you finish drinking, you get pledged in, you know, some
they beat
shit.
The shit out of you.
Something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, with
pick
the bill.
Pick me there.
Duh.
How was everybody's weekend?
Well, I mean, I'll just go ahead and let you go, Mark, because I know you have a buddy story.
You know.
I know you do.
My weekend was pretty good. I didn't cut any grass. It rained a little bit, so, you know, that gave me an excuse. Oh, well. You know. Hey. It was a little bit for me. You know.
Did it rain a lot?
Hell yeah. On my side, yeah. I had like a little stream going down the sidewalk and shit. It was really, it was like a crazy flash flood.
A monsoon?
That too. And it was raining so hard at one point I looked out, I thought it was hailing because it was white.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you, oh, your phone won't pick video.
I find that strange though. When is this hot, how can it hail? Shut
No, it wasn't hail. It was just raining that hard that I thought it was, though.
No, I'm just saying. I find that funny. How can it hail when it's like 90 fucking 8 degrees?
His phone takes quarters.
You would
right
think,
there.
You know, by the time you get down here, it turns into water or whatever.
Right.
You
right.
know.
True that.
But you know. I guess, you know. I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know.
You're just a doctor.
I'm just a doctor.
Actually, it's something about how when it comes down, it actually goes back up and comes out. And as it goes through those cold layers, that's how it forms because it kind of goes. I'm just trying to remember from some early science class. I might be wrong as hell.
Okay.
I got the wine going. That's but something about the droplets, cool. Like they come down and like through the jet stream, they come down, they go back up and come down. And that's how they form bigger and bigger balls until their weight allows them to not kind of bounce anymore and they drop.
Cool.
That's what I remember. It's like the one day of science class that I attended.
Cool.
I know that's right. You know, it is funny how we all think back to the days that we missed what we could have learned. But Shawnee, I'm pretty sure you in school
every day. If New Carrollton didn't have a dollar movie, I would have learned a lot more.
Whatever happened to those? And the all-night movies? Oh, my God. Boy, back in the day. That was before it was all this crime and drugs and shit, though. You could take your little sheet and pillow and your girl.
The only thing before crime was dinosaurs.
And they probably was doing shit, too.
Because as soon as we had commerce, it was crime. Even before that. As soon as we had fire, somebody else wanted your fire. And possibly your wife.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right.
Diggle your fire and your wife.
And your life.
So no buddy stories today?
Well, you know, buddy's been pretty good. You know, hey, I think I found out how to keep him out the trash can.
Oh.
Okay. Now usually once he goes in the trash can, okay, you know, once I get up the stairs I can see the trash can on the floor. Alright. So, and he's already got the little, you know, the little I fucked up look, right? Mm-hmm. So I trick him now. I act like everything is cool. I'm like, hey, but come here, boy, come here. You know, the little tail get the wagon, you know. So I pick him up, and once I got him, I got him. All right. So I take him to the trash can
the
now, right?
Of Mark Dragwally, not necessarily those of IDS or Peter.
But once I got him, right, I usually just like hit him like that. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that wasn't really effective.
You hit the hind quarters, like the little hind thigh area.
Right, right.
Smack that snout.
But it didn't have
the
that snout.
The views of Mark the Dark Wally. Smack and snout. So.
But I figured out if I, you know, give the pressure with the little sting on it, that's when it's. After I did that, I had no more problems. Well, until the day. He did it again. But it seemed like, you know, I know how to do it.
So the trash. Now, try this. I understand it's not normal discipline or whatever. Mm-hmm. But for a dollar, you might be able to solve your problems. Dollar store. Get a little bottle of ammonia. And just sprinkle a little bit on top of the trash. So when you go up there, I don't want to fuck with that. And after a while, they'll be like, oh, that's that shit over there that I don't want to go sniff no more.
Okay. I might try that. All right.
This has been another episode of What Buddy Does. We'll be right back after the break. Maybe not. Mark, that was as he gets
no, you
got
to
shut the
me,
show
nigga.
Down.
Shit, I hear different music. It's time to go.
Thank you and good night.
Right. If God will. You know
what I'm saying? All right. So, everybody's weekends interesting, lovely.
Didn't do anything really.
I didn't either. I didn't. I got, you know, I have something that I want to ask, and I might ask later. But yeah, pretty much Sunday I kind of chilled. So yeah, that was it. So without further ado, shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
With the beat. The chair isn't fair with you sitting right there with your hair in a knot, not a care in the world or a pot for the piss. Which we share, because a pair costs a lot, not a pair in the world that the world wouldn't miss much as this. And if it isn't the same, then it's apples and lemonade. Can't stand for a Minute Maid man with an iPod. If I got locked up, would you see me at the end of my sentence? White dot, bipod with what I got, which I got from... Fuck. Still ain't did shit with the beat. The stare isn't there when you're feeding the therapy and their approval. A shoulder to lean off, and when it gets shivering cold with the heat on. In a trance with the beat gone. Realizing that you should never speak on things done. People keep it a secret and keep going. Ain't no reason to keep on thinking. There's something deeper that's shining up under my garden. Trying to break bread, stop begging my pardon. My lead is astray, let's get an apartment with a dog and a song that I wrote you this morning.
If it's a miracle.
Belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Okay.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I was thrown off. Anyway. Right. Anyway, our girl, Shawnee, your girl.
Hey, Doc, when was the last time you actually I mean, not to get, I know you're married. I don't want to get too far in your business.
Rachel.
Okay, just ask me, has it been 2015?
Yeah.
Has it been 2015 with your wife?
It was a few minutes ago.
Well,
you didn't kiss me, did you?
Do me a favor.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
That foam, that foam protector on the mic. Take that with you when you need.
Okay.
Yes.
I will do that. Okay. At every dinner table, on the news, and everything has been going around. I know everybody's been talking about it by now, but I just want to hear you guys, you know, take on this thing. Shawnee, you know, your girl, Rachel Dizelle. Okay. Now, of course, everybody knows.
Dizelle or Dolezal?
Dolezal. Yeah. Okay, Dole. You know how I fuck up people's shit.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway. You know, of course, she was the NAACP president of one of the chapters, and she had a white dad and a white mom, and she's claiming to be black. And all this crap, blah, 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 blah. But look, my whole thing is, okay, how can you, well, my first question is, how can you claim that you are an African-American if you have a white mom and a white dad?
How can you claim that you're a rapper from the ghetto when you grew up in the suburbs?
Okay.
It's easy. See, let me explain something to
you. Break it down.
Anything black is accessible. Okay. It's just a matter of saying it's what you want to do. Anything white is off limits. Those are privileges that were given at birth.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, you don't have it. See, even if you're 50% white, you're still not white. You see what I'm saying?
All right, okay.
But
okay.
See, if you're white and you want to be black, it's a matter of just saying, I want to be this. I wonder if she was ready to surrender her credit score.
Excuse me. It's not just a matter of saying, you need tans.
No, you don't.
You need a wig.
No, you don't need none of that.
A curly wig.
All you need to do is just say I'm black. Trust me. Go to most trailer parks, and you will find one that will roll her neck and what will they say? Oh, she act black.
She act black. That's not.
I'm saying because she's claimed it. What do we see today? As soon as I park the car, Doc.
Actually, it was a lady walking two big dogs.
Three big dogs.
It was three?
Three pit bulls.
God damn. Anyway.
On one leash. What color was her hair, Doc?
It was purple.
Purple. What color was her shirt, Doc?
Purple.
What color was her undershirt, Doc?
Purple.
And she identifies as?
Black. I guess I didn't know.
So was she white?
I thought she was white. I didn't. I mean, from what I saw, I know a lot of
she
real
was,
light skinned.
She was Drake skinned.
Okay,
that's but I had to ask Brian. I watched her walk by. I'm trying to figure it out. Is she white?
The funny part is I saw her. I was, seriously, I was at, like, you know,
so,
where the
7-Eleven
is?
So the listeners know I'm not making this bullshit.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
You know where the 7-Eleven is? I was on the other side of the street. And I was
right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, but I was far, so I couldn't tell if she was white or light skin or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just saw her hair.
And that's what most that's what most niggas say when they roll up on her. Oh, I was far. I didn't notice. Oh.
Man,
okay.
Look, I used to go to high school with this girl, and you know, she had, for the sake of our conversation, she had a black haircut, okay, but she was a white girl.
Okay.
And we
she
were
had
walking
a Holly
in,
Berry?
No, it was the asymmetrical
joint.
Okay,
okay.
So we were walking to Hanks Point, and we were kind of like down by the water, and you know how you can park
you
up.
See your ass
back in the day.
Huh?
Huh? Enough.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, so you know
you
park.
See your ass at Hanks Point.
Shit it.
Snatch your ass.
You can park on the.
You put it behind a big man in brown.
Man, that big ass hand. They'd have been they'd have been like, is that hand moving?
Right.
Goddamn.
Something going up and down.
Can I finish?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Queen.
Anyway, so like this guy was yelling down down by the to us. He's like, "Hey, bitch." He was like, "Hey, light skin. Hey, light skin." And I looked at her. She looked at me. I was like, "Well, clearly they're not talking to me."
Okay. I was like, "Yeah, because you were dark skin back then."
Right.
Yeah.
That was before the bleaching.
What the fuck?
Right. I'm like, what the hell? All
right.
She was not dark skin. She was Cosby kid.
Okay. But I remember you showing some older pictures of you where you were darker.
Because how about there's this thing outside called the sun. Mm-hmm. And when you're in it, it turns your skin darker. Do you see me now? I'm like really dark now.
Oh, that arm.
Really?
Both of my arms. Trying to just say one arm.
Can I see it in comparison to your breast? Because you keep them covered up. That's
I went to work today. I'm not going to put my boobs out. Anyway. So we were trying to figure out.
Listen, stay tuned for the one she has the next day off.
Yeah. Okay. But of course he was talking to her.
Okay.
So he thought she was light skinned. And she was a white girl. But you know what,
though? Can I put another twist on this whole thing?
Bring it up.
Why does it seem like Asian girls get that pass? I see so many Asian girls that take on quote unquote black culture. I saw one Sunday, as a matter of fact, sitting across from me at the bar, and I was like, she's more ethnic than half these black chicks in here.
See, and that's the same thing Rachel thought.
But see, they get a pass for it. And you know what? I have a theory for that.
What's your theory?
We steal a lot of their fashion. In terms of hair. No. We, the bob. So, I think y'all just go ahead and be like,
so we just go ahead with it.
We went ahead.
You sell us our hair, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, no.
You sell us our hair, and we've taken a couple styles from y'all.
So, it's all good.
So, you get a pass.
Yeah.
Wow. And plus, we do 75% of our meals come from your parents. Carry on.
We sell them a lot of our soul food.
You know what? Speaking of Asians, can I say something real racist right now?
You already did.
All right, I'm like, please continue.
All right.
No, seriously. Okay, so like, when Asian girls come to the club, and you know, I tell them what the cover is, and a lot of them try to be like, oh, how you know there was a cover? We gotta pay. Three pretty girls like us, we gotta pay. Blah blah blah. I swear to God, for some reason, I keep thinking. Y'all motherfuckers charge me for extra cheese.
How about that? How about
extra
that?
Shrimp?
If you're a dime short, you're not getting this meal.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all will pull my fried rice back until I go back to the car and get you a 13 cents.
Ooh.
Nigga, you paying this 10 a day.
You paying
and what I need you to do, I need you to tell Papa Son next time I come through.
How about that?
Give me. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got. When I ask for them extra shrimp, don't give me four, Jones.
How many are you looking for?
I mean, give me some extra shrimp. What size?
You said you got four. Right. You got four.
It depends on how big they are. It depends.
Yeah, prawns.
If they're prawns, then right. Cool. Three right. or four is good.
Right.
But if you give me those swelled up with water joints, you know, they soak them in water, swell them up, make them look like they, when they medium, they really jump, but they jump, you know.
Oh, I didn't know they
did that. Oh, yeah.
But you know what, though? In our Asian descent.
The views of Mark the Dog while you're talking about Asian
people. Yeah, in their defense,
people.
Though, if you patronize their shop long enough, wherever it is you go, they got you.
Right.
They got you.
Yeah, because when he going, they be like, Chavo.
When I pull up, 15 and large cigarette, large Newport and shut.
Oh, Red
Bull. I know their names. You got Young, you got Mr. Lee, you got
Jones.
They
got the bull waiting for you too, don't they?
Man.
Listen.
And they ain't even got a liquor license and they give you some bull.
Listen.
But
here's the difference though.
Long story short,
his is a drink, mine is my food. Either way, we both got some bull.
Anyway, let's get back on to the story.
Back
here.
To Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is there, okay, when you join or you're elected or inaugurated into the NAACP, do you have to be of African American ethnicity?
No, if I remember correctly,
I don't know.
But if I remember correctly, white people, I think, started or helped start the NAACP. Mm. So I would think not.
Okay.
Can I tell you one of the funniest things I saw on Facebook pertaining to this?
So many memes.
I know.
My friend sends me one more meme, I'm going to come find her and smack the shit out of her.
Okay, no. Somebody said.
Talking to you, girl.
Somebody said, until we tighten the security on NAACP, light-skinned people are no longer able to say nigga.
That was classic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
That was a good one. And guess who had a problem with that? My cousin.
Oh, okay.
You know who my cousin is. Yes, he had a problem. He was like, man, this is some bullshit. Your celebrity status, sir, gives you nothing.
Mm. But I don't know. It could be a psychological problem. I mean, come on.
They're calling it like now, this like transracial. That's like the new term.
Bullshit.
I'm like, I don't want to hear their bullshit.
They always coming up with a new name for anything.
I mean, I love Facebook and I love Twitter, and I say that sarcastically. Just watching everybody go back and forth with the post on this topic is just annoying. Mm-hmm.
But no, but seriously.
It's annoying. Seriously. No, seriously. It is annoying.
No, but see, here's my thing.
It's annoying.
If tomorrow morning me and Doc wanted to wake up and identify as white, how far would that get us?
How about
nowhere?
Probably into St. Elizabeth's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I see, and maybe not you guys, but I see a lot of black men that are like, oh, she wants to be black. Diego, too. I'm about to fight him before I left. He was talking about, you know, or like black men are like, hey, if she wants to be black, let her be black.
Yeah, see, just them niggas thinking about upping their credit scores.
Maybe. But like like the saying goes, is like, and I don't know who said it, you know, everybody wants to be black until it's time to be black. Like when she was at Howard, the bitch sued Howard because she was white and she felt like she wasn't getting the opportunities that other people were getting.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like, okay. You know, but now all of a sudden you're going to turn into a black woman, mm-hmm. and then you're going to tell somebody that they're not being black enough. Mm-hmm. You know, then you're going to start judging people.
That
you know, I'm like,
what triggered that shit?
I don't know what triggered it, but
no, I'm gonna tell you. No, seriously,
it's been a lot of great think pieces on it, on this whole topic. But I wish we like.
But y'all haven't heard the official Big B think tank on what triggered all this. No, and seriously, you don't say there's
some black in there. Blah blah blah.
You mo- I'm sure there was, but no.
She was married to a black dude, though.
No, seriously. When she was at Howard, for real,
mm-hmm.
she started doing her little
transformation.
See, I call it just fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wanted to hold on to her lunch money and daddy's gold American Express and shit. So she had to fit in. And I just think it was a couple handful, maybe, of black women. That was just like, you know, oh, she all right, man. She cool. Just let her, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And from that, she picked up the ball and ran with it.
But what she didn't know was them black girls,
she was motherfucking treating for that fourth meal. You know what I'm saying? When they was going to see EU doing the butt and all that shit. And she was treating for fourth meal after that.
Gosh.
Over there, Annie Leonard's and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so from that, they was like, man, she cool, man. That's my girl.
So why do you think it took her so many years to become a black woman?
She had to perfect the craft.
Okay, so she had to, like, watch us.
She had to de-learn
go
the
where
Queen's
we
English.
De-whitetize.
Right. Go where we went to get, like,
I mean, look, she hasn't talked to her family in years because she didn't want to slip up.
Right. Well, she didn't want them to slip up.
No, she didn't even want to slip up.
She didn't want them,
you know what
to
I'm
slip
saying?
Up.
She
They're
didn't
the
want,
ones who
she didn't want to slip up with her.
They,
oh, my God.
They outed her.
I understand
the parents,
that.
Which
I understand
is hilarious.
Because that paycheck's not coming.
I don't know what paycheck you're talking about.
The paycheck that was headlined by NAACP going towards a mortgage company.
I have not heard that. I don't know what you're
Oh, you haven't got that yet? Hold tight. It's coming.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You don't. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Okay, United Negro College Fund checks. Going to the mortgage company?
Mm.
I haven't heard that.
It's coming.
Are you saying that's what coming. You think, or are you saying coming. It really is coming? Like it, you sauces. Heard it. Oh, the sauces.
You're putting all the sauces.
Oh, all the sauces. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
But you know she stepped down already.
I understand she stepped down.
I mean, she stepped down.
I'm just talking about when
didn't even give any reason or any conversation. She was just like, her mother slid gave her three letter calls. Under the door. Was like, I'm out.
Her mother gave her three calls. Like, hey, baby, boys didn't get paid this month. Is everything okay? She ain't respond.
She is black, though.
She got the second call. She listened to it on the answer machine.
It's the final one.
While her and Mike was in the bed. And Mike she was Mike. Like, baby, this is my second call. I haven't heard from you. Is everything okay? The mortgage hasn't gotten paid. Third call, she was like, okay, clearly I feel you avoiding. I'll call. And this is how her mother talks. I'm not like making this voice up. This is how her mother talks. Clearly, you are ignoring my call.
That's how.
So, that's how her mother talked.
Oh, okay.
Her mother was the first one who tried to be black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
But she just went as far as weight gain. But that was different. She tried to get ass. Kentucky Fried Chicken. But she was like, this is my third call. And clearly, you ignore my calls. The mortgage ain't getting paid. Please don't make me motherfucking go to World Star. That's exactly what her mother said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I have not seen that yet.
Doc, okay. Can you tell about the sauces?
Should I go
the
to
sauces.
Google?
The sauces
that's
is
the
coming.
The sauces. You're not
Google oh, you can't even find it on Google.
No. CNN, no. Google, none of that.
Like oh, 2 weeks okay. from now? That's when it's going to
yes.
end. Because, yeah, the story will be little... over. So 2 weeks from now, I'll hear that part.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. So,
anyway, I still think it's some bullshit.
Right. But see, all the time, Mike was in the bed, was like, baby, you can't give in to them, shawty.
Take off
these
that motherfuckers, wig.
You need to hold these checks with
stop
us.
Stop being those tans.
Because I'm saying.
What?
How the fuck is my Range Rover going to get paid for? You keep sending your mama checks for the mortgage and shit.
You know she's, okay, never mind.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, she's not married to the black dude anymore.
No, I said Mike, this is
yeah,
side.
Another. Well, he's not side if she's not married anymore.
This is another side. Come on, shawty, get with the sauces. There's a side nigga after the marriage. Know. Actually, during the marriage that led to the end of the marriage.
Oh, okay. So all right.
Little Mike and nook-nook now.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So what is she going to do now for income? Or did she make enough already?
Are you kidding me?
I wonder. Oh, she's going to write a book.
She's going to write a book, probably.
And she's going to get a Fox talk show.
It's going to be. Remember that movie Soul Man?
Okay.
Soul Woman.
Oh, Watermelon Man.
Mm. But it's a woman, though.
Watermelon Woman.
But he was black and trying to be white.
Soul Man?
There's Watermelon Man too.
No, what year was that?
That was back. That was the first one. That was the first movie that came out where a black man woke up as a white guy.
Okay. No, I'm thinking of the other. It's the other way. Remember the white guy who turned himself black because he wanted to go to school? Or either he wanted to go to school or he wanted to date a black girl. Ray Dong Chong, remember? Don Chong?
Remember Ray Chong?
Yes.
You remember that movie? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nah, because it was a movie called Soul Man with Bernie Mac and what's the name too?
Yeah, this was like probably
Samuel Jackson.
The '80s or the '90s or
okay,
some shit like that. Oh, okay. And it was a white dude who, like I said, either he went to college and wanted to be and had to be black, or he went to date Ray and then ended up.
Who played the character?
The guy?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'll look it up while y'all talking.
The original movie was in 1970. Okay. But then it was remade.
Okay. Cool. But anyway, moving on. We was on that joint for a minute. Hey, y'all. Cat Williams got a new girlfriend. Okay, and her name is Hazel. Okay, she's from Love and Hip Hop. Now, I ain't know Cat Williams was getting it like this, but they only been dating for like 7 months. All right. Now, Cat then bought her a house in the hills. Okay. A Porsche Carrera. Is that how you say it? Carrera? Gave her $200,000 cash. Okay. And brought her a ring from Jacob the Jeweler. I didn't know his little ass was balling like.
Wait a minute. Who are we talking about again?
Jacob the Jeweler.
Cat Williams.
He, oh.
I didn't know them blood diamonds was still.
I thought he was in jail.
I thought he got hit on tax evasion or something.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of other shit. Maybe his
Jacob
son.
Jacob or Cat?
Jacob.
Didn't he also try to impersonate a black man?
I don't know. Like French Montana?
Didn't he also try to
impersonate? Right. I mean, I understand people
if he
love,
said French fry, man,
you know, our culture and right, love the hip-hop right, culture.
And I can even
that,
understand if you are a Caucasian that was raised around African-Americans mm-hmm, all of your life.
Sure.
You know? But you are what you are. But you know, I don't know. I can't be mad
Tom
at my
Hanks
girl.
Son.
I can't be mad at my girl. She got away with it so long. And,
if it wasn't
oh,
for
you,
said
Tom Hanks.
For you, kid. If it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Yeah, right, right.
The memes are
now, you ain't doing
real.
A Scooby-Doo, did you?
Yep. There was a meme on that. Seriously. Exactly. They had, what's the, not Shaggy, what's the other dude's name? Shaggy?
Fred.
Bro? Yeah. They okay, had a picture, like a... of him pulling off the mask and it was Rachel.
Right, right.
I'm like, y'all wrong for that.
Yo, did you see the one
it was
about
yeah,
Caitlyn?
It was a whole one. Which one? There was.
Did you see, it was a picture of a cat and it said, "This is Caitlyn's dog."
That's so messed up. I ain't gonna lie, the internet's be on it. As soon as something pops off,
some
internet
of them motherfuckers,
is on
no, seriously, because uh-huh, here's I'm gonna tell you what's sad about some of the best memes and shit that pop up. I just have this feeling that 30% of these motherfuckers are unemployed and they do not realize the talents that they have.
Right, so right, maybe, right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all motherfuckers should be on stage.
Or
in a computer firm
or
somewhere.
Right. Seriously.
On our show.
Y'all are fucking up.
People are on it.
No, shit.
Hey, Doc, can I interrupt your diagnosis
again?
Real quick?
Hey.
No, seriously. No, seriously.
Do your thing.
Y'all remember, was it last year or the year before, where there was a classic love battle between us and Mr. Moody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to start no trouble, but I just want to throw something out there. To the kind folks over at Chonella.com.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, I mean, I like soccer.
Okay.
And the Women's World Cup is in Canada, mm-hmm, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to them and saying, hey, is there any events coming up, man? We can come up and hang out with y'all. Stuff like that.
They invited. Okay.
Silence.
You just gave me. He just gave me the finger.
Silence.
Right. Silence. Mm.
I didn't get any invites to the World Cup. And see, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I thought they were tight.
You know what I'm saying?
Because cool.
No. I'm saying they wanted. They had extra tickets. They had.
Ooh.
They had five extra tickets.
Mm.
And I understand that they, you know, they gave them to some close ones. They probably offer some to Aaron over the astronauts.
Mm.
Oh.
You know what I'm they probably how? Offer some to Moody.
Mm. Okay.
They probably even offer three to Howard because Howard says he has two friends, but that's not true.
Mm. Howard. I feel like you don't.
I'm just saying.
Say his name one more time because it's like Beetlejuice.
I know.
Don't do it.
But I'm just saying. We ain't getting no tickets. We ain't getting no World Cup action.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't want to start no beef with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I got shit on tap if beefs accidentally want to jump off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I don't want to start no beefs with nobody. But I ain't get World Cup tickets.
Okay, we got
to
you.
Canada.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it right there. I ain't going to say.
Well, all right.
I ain't going to say nothing else about Chanel.com, Canada. A World Cup.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it right there.
Leave it right there, though.
You had a story about Drake?
No.
Where's Drake from?
Oh, Canada?
So Drake got tickets to World Cup, but I ain't get tickets to World Cup.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Clovisaurus wanted to give tickets to Howard and his two imaginary friends.
Okay.
And
Dan Aykroyd.
That was the third time you said his name.
Dan Aykroyd.
I said it twice. You said it once.
That don't count.
Mm-mm. Gotta be
the same person.
It's like a write up that my job is trying to do to me. You have to have three consecutive.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Anyway, since he interrupted you, I'm sorry. So, Soul Man was. No, Soul Man, not Watermelon Man, the one you were talking about.
Soul Man, my bad.
Soul Man was C. Thomas Howell. He's the dude, and it was from 1986. Right. Cool, so, oh yeah, cool. Yeah. So it says it's a film about a man who wears blackface to qualify for a black-only scholarship to Harvard.
There we go.
There you go. It's the Rachel Dolezal story, but with a man.
How about that?
Cool, cool.
Dolezal.
Dolezal.
No, it's Dolezal, and that's not even her real fucking last name. I don't.
How about that shit?
I think it's, what is it, Smith? I don't know, Jenkins, I don't know, something like that.
I liked how her brother outed her, though. Her brother was like,
yeah.
I don't know why she did that shit. Because see, he was supposed to get the Xbox One, and it never came because yeah. United Negro College Fund, that check didn't ever clear.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Because so it was donated, right. Mm-hmm. That check was actually a donation from... what's that church with the dude touching the boys?
Name a church.
the Church of
Greater
Latter-day
Mount Zion,
Saint
Ebenezer, Emini.
Right, of the Mount Catholic Zion Catholic. Church of the Latter-day Saints of the Christians of America Church.
Catholic.com.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna just... Y'all not gonna do this on my show. Because for the longest time, I've kept this show
dirty.
Clear.
Uh-huh.
And I have kept this show free of all of that bullshit. We will not do
but she
that
had the
kind
of
blasphemous
though. She
shit.
Had a little cheer pedro going on for years.
She did. Okay.
You know. So.
What you gonna do when blackface comes at you? I wonder how Miss Dole's off.
What?
Conducted Doc? Herself at church. How do you catch the Holy Ghost when you're in blackface? Because even that's rhythmic.
Holy Ghost, when your white girl says she's black.
Saints and sinners, let me speak to you for a minute.
Break it down, man.
You see, the things that are going on here.
Talk to him, talk to him.
Yes, we call that blasphemy.
Okay, close enough.
You can miss a syllable there, but don't even worry about
close
it.
Close enough. Uh-huh.
Hello, I tried. You see, all I ask if you're going to come up in the church sinning, you see, I let these tar babies get away with only 3% of their earnings. But if you going to be another undercover YD, you got to come with 25%.
Undercover white tee, not the t-shirt, but a white tee. Oh, we out of church.
Good boy.
All right. Woo doggies. Let me see. Moving on. Hey, Donald Trump is throwing his hat in the ring. What do y'all think about that shit right there? But you know what, though? Of course, he's going to be a real... Okay.
Undercover hair. Your hair ain't real.
It ain't real. It's a cover. Hey, why every time I get into my thing, you cut the damn church music, man? Yeah, I was getting into it. Boy, I was getting into it. Anyway, a couple of people, you know, they backing them. But I mean, good God, is what 50 Republicans in there now?
Right.
Jesus Christ. And now this is a question I wanted to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
With all these Republicans throwing their hats in,
mm-hmm.
do you think that's gonna hurt Hillary?
No.
No, I think that's gonna work for her.
Nah,
because all of them gonna be fighting. For
right. They're gonna be fighting each other, mm-hmm. talking about each other, dragging each other through the mud. You know. Doing what people do.
Right, right. But then again, that's more people that's going to jump on Hillary, too.
Nah.
You know, it's going to be
they're
like
not gonna make. Trust me, they're not going to make it out. They're already slinging mud at each other already, and this shit hasn't even officially started yet.
Okay, okay.
So, I mean, right. it, you know, I'm okay. Like, everybody's talking about Jeb Bush that is already. Gorgeous.
Did you? But did you hear any of his speech today?
Who, Jeb?
No.
Who?
Donald.
No, thank goodness.
He said he is God appointed.
Oh my goodness.
For jobs.
Well, all okay. Right. All right.
But you know what though? That was a direct strike. Because who are the first people that claim everything is through God?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
God. Who are the first people? You see, what that was the white man trying to attack this congregation of colored folk.
It was the white man.
Digging his queen.
Hey, yo.
I just wanted to know if you were sitting this one out. You know how you like to duck out when we do our sermons.
I still am, but go ahead.
He be ducking.
As she says, continue.
Ye be ducking now.
Vote for Donald Trump. Not.
Well, there you go.
No.
Anyway, the people at I think is the NBC that The Apprentice is on, mm-hmm. The Celebrity Apprentice. Mm-hmm. They was like, okay, we get ready to cut this shit short. If you're gonna run for president, we can't have the show on. Yep.
So do you think Donald Trump gets Botox injections? Because he be trying to make he be trying to do the Doc. You might can. He be trying to do the Zoolander.
I just did it.
He be trying to do that joint.
Uh-huh.
But he don't really have no lips.
That's what it is.
What's up to do with Botox?
Because he be trying to be pouty.
Huh.
You know what? This brings me to another racial moment. I wonder how... How are most white people spokesmen for chapsticks?
When they don't have no lips.
I mean, they have like the edge, like a lip edge.
Right.
We should make like a new chapstick. Edge protection. They'll all run out and get that because they got it.
Yeah. So they don't really need the whole tip. All they need is like a little point. Like
y'all date white girls? I mean, you can't.
Hmm?
What?
Didn't you date a white boy?
I didn't say anything about white people.
I'm just saying, did you date a white boy?
I did.
Okay, well, shit. Nigga, three pieces of the pod, motherfucker.
Back in
your
the
hand with down, bro. Friends, you're bound to be a tenth one.
Hey, I didn't say anything about white people. I don't people discriminate.
I'm not a racist. Shit,
anybody that says they're not a racist is a racist.
Well, okay. Well, if I was a racist, I would have had
he's like, white if I was racist, would I do this?
But you know what, though? I wanted to try all ethnicities.
Wanted to taste the rainbow?
What you talking about? Did you? Just set the buffet out.
I'm did you? I mean, before
I did,
you got married.
I did good.
Before you got married.
Yeah, of course.
How many different ethnicities have you had sex with? Ooh. Name all the races you've had
God
sex with.
God damn it.
Oh, God. Jesus.
You coming next, so get your list.
Oh, mine is easy.
Well, why don't you go first?
There you go.
I can go first. Well, mine is easy. Yeah. White and black.
Mm.
That's it.
Okay. Now, ethnicities.
Damn you. horrible
now,
person.
I've been involved with a couple of white girls, of course.
Uh-huh.
Couple of white girls. We just need to know.
An Indian.
Just the one time.
And.
Feather.
Okay, hold on. Stop.
Feather.
I'm sorry. Wait, stop before you answer that.
I don't know.
Stop. What constitutes being... Does it mean you had to actually have sex with, or just mean you dated?
Oh,
because that's going to change my list.
If I ain't had sex, I ain't dating.
Ain't that a motherfucker? I'm so glad he's married because he wouldn't get nobody else after this show. Okay, so Queen, you be the judge.
It doesn't matter. I mean, my answer because
it changes
same.
My list.
Oh, I thought your question was sex.
Okay, so sex. Okay, cool. Go ahead, Doc.
Was it sex?
Oh,
baby?
I'm done.
I forgot.
That was my list.
So, black, white, and Indian. And we're not sure if it
was Native American or Asian.
Push or pull.
Now, does African
Does that fit
that's
into the black?
Black.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. Is it?
No. If it's African from like
Africa?
Yeah, then
Ghana.
Not really.
I know what I'm saying. I mean,
we can let them have that one.
Like,
yeah,
no,
that one.
If it's Ghana, Botswana, that's black. If it's Ethiopian, I'll give you credit.
Okay.
If it's yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Sorry.
If it's
Ethiopian or what's the ones that always try to act like they European?
What, Persian?
No, begins with an M.
Moroccan.
Them motherfuckers, they always try to act like they Middle Eastern and shit. That nigga's African and a motherfucker.
Okay.
The views of Queen Dean calling Moroccans. Okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
Anyway, Morocco.
Okay, so.
Did we say dating? I don't remember if we said dating.
I had white, black, Latin.
Are you saying dating or had sex with?
That's
why I said I couldn't remember what we said. But let's just go with. Let's go with sex for the
sex?
Sake.
And that's what
white,
I
white, black, yeah. Latino.
Latina.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. That's going to be in the question later.
Just help me. Help with the brother.
I'll never get up all top. These motherfuckers.
Okay.
Thank you.
White, black, Latina.
Does old count for a different race?
No.
No, not if African does.
No.
No, I'm saying if it's like a 40-year age difference.
No.
It's just still. Okay. Oh, don't count. Okay.
Does not count.
So I got to wipe those four off.
Nigga, that's it.
I think that's it. Oh, wait a minute. Now.
Nope.
Do different regions of Caucasian count? Like
no.
German?
No.
If I couldn't get Africa,
no.
If I couldn't get Ghana, you can't get all
no,
that shit.
No, you can't.
Well,
no.
I mean, I ain't fucker anyway. I just wanted to know.
No.
Okay, I think
three. That was I'm respectable. I don't know. I was not there.
What about like temporary homeless?
No.
Like she was homeless for like 4 hours. She was actually locked out of her house.
No.
And I just thought I should smash her off to make it.
I don't care. Ethnicity and homeless.
I'm saying.
Two different.
All right, so I think those are my three.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. All right.
Hold on. I'm going to keep thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about if you were like in fourth grade with a donk? Like if you had a donk. Donks weren't even around. Back in the
first,
when I was in the fourth
sir,
grade,
first
that was like 70. Yeah,
you was fucking in the fourth grade.
What grade? How old were you in the fourth grade?
I was thinking about that. Don't count.
How old were you in the fourth? I don't remember.
I don't know either. But I know she was fat as a motherfucker, and my teacher pulled me up on it. Teacher said she was looking out the window.
Yeah, I go like, to the ice cream truck on the date.
No, it was at recess at Catholic school. She was fat every time she tried to run. That little skirt was.
Okay. All right. I think we're done with this one. Is that any more? Does that.
Okay. Real quick. Real quick. Did y'all know T.I. was offered a role on Empire?
Doing what?
He was going to be a rapper. He was going to be a rapper that was incarcerated. Now, I don't know whether he was incarcerated first and he came out to rap, or he was a rap and then he got incarcerated. But
is this life imitating art or art imitating
art? That's what I'm trying to get to. That's why he turned the role down. He was like, nah.
Too easy.
You know. Yeah. I mean, and I guess, you know, he was like, it's too much like my real life. I don't
know. Queen, do you know why that dimple is there?
Yeah.
Why?
It's called the punt or the kick up. So you can hold your hold it while you pour wine. Duh.
I'm just saying. I bet you didn't.
Somali motherfucking A, dog.
I bet you. Didn't.
How many classes?
She got me. Hey, she got me the job. I just got.
Oh, yeah?
Seriously. You think I'm bullshit?
Okay.
I brought her name up in the interview, and they were like, oh, "Really? Okay." I said, okay, wait a minute, y'all way too excited. Do I need to bring that bitch here? I mean,
not that bitch.
Well, all right.
Be that.
I've been wanting to call you bitch for a long time.
I know.
Cool. Well, that concludes the diagnosis and everything.
No, yeah, no.
This is it.
That's it. And that's that. We'll be back. Don't touch that down.
My glass is empty.
Mine.
The same without the kids here.
Yeah, baby, I miss them, but oh man, I sure can dig the peace and quiet around here.
Okay, well, that's true, Ray, but with Selma away at fashion school, Michael's at summer camp, I don't have to do any cooking and cleaning, there are no fights to break up, I get bored.
Well, baby, there is something that we can do while they're not here.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, baby. Come over here. Let me just...
Hey, Ma. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Junior. Junior.
Guess what? I got some good news.
What, Junior?
Wow. Y'all looking at the new head bouncer at Sugar Daddy's Boom Boom Room, where the drunk and rowdy people aren't the only thing that's being bounced.
Boy, you 6 foot nothing, and you only got a quarter pound of ass to you. Who you gonna be bouncing?
Junior baby, that's a dangerous place. There is no way I'm allowing you to work there.
Ma, Dad, I'm only kidding. Plus, the ladies wouldn't allow this pretty face, you know, to be in harm's way.
June, if you don't hurry up and tell us what's going on, your teeth are going to put my fist in harm's way.
Okay. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm the new general manager at the old-fashioned donut shop.
General manager? How the hell did you pull that off? You have never worked there and you have no experience.
Well, Ma, you remember Juanita? Look. Do something a little nice for her, she'll feed you. Do something a little more, she'll adore you. Give her a ride in your truck, and she'll...
Junior, watch your mouth.
Sorry, Ma. Let's just say I ain't need a truck.
What?
Oh, come on, baby. You know he gets that charm from me.
Oh, really?
You're damn right. Remember, it's that same charm that almost had your bra off 20 minutes ago. Baby, come over here in this room. Let me talk to you about something.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking how it all goes spark this time.
Fuck you in the first. Hey, welcome back to IDS. I am your man, Big B. We are about to get into a question that was sent in to us. And before we get to that, we want to throw it back a little bit, maybe, to like an hour or so ago. And we want to ask how everybody's weekend was. Or do we?
Do we?
I don't know. Let's just ask. So, 15WA, how was your weekend?
My weekend was lazy, man. I ain't do nothing but sleep.
Hey, great. Only an hour into the show and you made it. Thank you. That's good. So, Queen, on to the question.
You know, I feel like I just switched up the question because I feel like, you know, got the men of IDS in the house.
Oh, shit.
So okay. I want to ask this question.
This is the first time I've been called a man this week, but okay. Proceed.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
You know, well, since you're not single, but you can still answer this question.
Oh, you know, I'm putting my disclosure in it.
Right. I'm curious, how much is too much to spend on a first date?
On a first date, for me, I would go as high as 75. Okay. Anything over that?
My IDS curveball is going to be, and where would you take somebody? But answer that question first. 15?
I would say you can't really say. You got to go with the flow. For real, for real. So you can't really say.
For real.
Yeah, how much you gonna spend? Now, don't look at me like that.
I mean, never mind. I'm sorry.
Typically, I like to do. I mean, dinner and a movie is so cliche. So I mean, I would probably do something like bowling, some miniature golf, something interacting with each other. Dave and Buster's or something where we interacted, we have a conversation. So, I mean, I would go with Mark, probably about 75 to 100. Okay. But you gotta factor in drinks too. And
how about
I'm
that?
Saying.
Right.
What if she's a drinker? Boop, boop.
And fuck all that. If she a drinker, then we going to my spot.
whoa. So you gonna take it to your spot for a first date? Like, people might see you there though, dog. I mean,
Hey, listen. At least I know she gonna drink good.
But see, then again, you know, let me throw in another factor. I guess, you know, it depends on, you know, y'all get to talking, getting to kicking it, figuring out what she like, figure out, you know, what y'all have in common. Okay, bam, you like this? I like that. Okay, we go ahead. I guess you can kind of figure out in your mind how much you're going to spend and how much you want to spend on her.
So it depends, like, if she's an asshole, here's Taco Bell.
Is she an asshole? She might be waiting for me to come over there until the next day. Nah. I don't know.
But if y'all have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know.
Right. Then the budget could go out the window then?
I wouldn't say out the window. It might go up a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You know, for me, I feel that the budget is whatever doesn't disturb your normal, the ebb and flow of your life. You know what I'm saying? So that is adjustable to whatever, you know what I'm saying? What my first date might be may be different than what Puff Daddy's first date might be. You know what I'm saying? Because if this is a chick that I've been like mentally pursuing for a long time and I've been peeping her and I've been just seriously like, this is the one. I gotta put my best foot forward. Whatever disposable income I have that I'm comfortable with, I feel that that's the limit. You know what I mean? And because you only get one chance to make that first impression. And if you feel that this chick is that, I feel it's no holds bar, as long as you don't fuck up the mortgage, you don't fuck up the car payments, you don't fuck up the insurance payments, whatever. You know what I mean? And whatever it takes at the, from that point to put down, if you got to take this hooker to the moon, this is what you got to do, because you don't have another chance to do that.
So you're saying that, like, from the perspective of if it's somebody you've been interested in for like a long time,
absolutely,
then you're fine with it.
Absolutely. Okay. If this is somebody that you've seen this chick and you're like, wow, she is the one. You know, you done scoped her out. You done peeped how she interacts with people. You done peeped how she carries herself in public. You've had small talk with her about her likes, dislikes, ambitions, what have you. And you're like, this is the one. Then you drop it.
What do you guys think about that?
I would agree. You know, but I would say too, you can't really gauge what a first date is now these days, because sometimes you might run into a woman that's really simple. She might like a walk in the park, or you know, a stroll on the beach or something like that, or you know, something like that. Good conversation might impress her. So you might win that way.
Ride down 95.
Right, exactly. Right. Windows rolled down.
Oh man.
We're gonna stop at the Maryland House and hit that motherfucking vending machine right there. They got the freshest Reese cups.
I'm gonna buy you a lotto ticket.
No. I'm front on the Maryland House because you know they got illegal seafood in there.
You know what? And that's
why know the menu.
That's exactly what's wrong with the IBS show and its participants right there. The fact that he understands and knows exactly what restaurants are at what rest stops.
How many of you women out there listening?
Right.
Went to legal seafood with
B, how many Tesla charging stations are at the Maryland House?
They actually got five.
There you go.
That's a damn shame.
Well,
the role warrior.
The views of the 15-word assassin are not necessarily those of the IDS, and we will not be responsible if you are kidnapped and dragged to the Maryland House against your will.
Can't go downtown D.C. and get illegal seafood, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead down to the Maryland House, you get a little ride.
You know that's a food court, right?
Hey, man, listen.
But look, the sense of urgency is a lot better than it is in Chinatown.
Right.
What are you doing over there?
Oh god,
it's a damn shame.
Very interesting.
But nah, I mean, yeah, that's word bond right there. I mean, if I feel like I have to, for whatever reason, I have to pull out all stops and lay it down for this queen, it's what it has to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna have another shot at this. Can I throw my Yo Man Big B curveball in this?
Oh boy.
Should the same, being that you subscribe to my ideology of it's no holds barred for first date, should it be the same sexually?
What do you mean? On the first date, or what do you mean?
I mean, for the first time you have sex, should you pull out all fucking stops first time you have sex?
What did Chris Rock say? You gotta do a little bit at a time.
You can't just
be doing everything.
So on first date, you should just submission, get, you know, 50 strokes in and bust and that be that. And
first date.
I said first time having sex.
No, I thought you just said first date, though.
No, I said first time sex.
I don't know. You should do whatever you feel comfortable with.
But that's what I'm saying.
I mean, seriously.
But see, that's what I'm saying. For somebody in my position where I get my rocks off by seeing you get yours, I'm pulling out whatever stop that it needs to be to make you go nuts. So my thing is, do I set the bar too high at that point and I have to do that every time? Am I not at that point granted the 3.5-4 minute pump before I go to work because we just got to get this nut off? you know, do you're not on mine, whatever.
So that sounds more like you've been dating somebody for a second or a minute. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about before you go to work, because clearly, then if you're doing it before you go to work, y'all must be somebody. I mean,
you might
the
spend
night
the night.
Or,
you might. You're right. You
yeah,
might spend
so,
the
I
night.
Mean, yeah, that's like
it could be a totally month or two different. In, and you spent the night, and totally. Hey, I go to work. You go to work from my house. You done packed a.
Do what you gotta
done,
do.
You done packed your little coach bag, and
I would assume by that point, if they're comfortable, they're comfortable.
Okay. So it shouldn't be all. I don't think you should go for your guns every time.
No.
I think you go for your guns. You try to go for your guns, you know, whenever. And you make them. You use that as, it's like fishing for me. You don't use the same bait for every motherfucking time out. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I don't know. I think it depends on the woman.
I mean, 15 know, word assassin, he got an easy pass, so that's his bait right there. He can fly through toes.
Oh, okay.
And not,
okay.
And not have to have you go in your purse.
Right. Okay. But no, I think it depends on the woman too. I mean, if it seems like, you know, she just doing a little bit, I'm gonna do a little bit. You know, if she's, you know, pulling out all the stops, you know, getting me all, you know, ready to do it, you know, to give it my extra. Shit, I'm gonna go with her. I'm gonna give her my extra. You know,
right?
If I see what I've did is enough,
and you talking about this,
she nodding man. Off. Shit, I didn't.
Okay, do you know what? You just added a second curveball to the motherfucker. No, seriously. If you come, okay, this is for the fellas. Queen, turn your headphones off.
Okay.
Okay, so fellas, if y'all come in from a late night of work or a late night of partying or whatever, mm-hmm. and you come in and the queen's sleep, do you just get on top of handling your business?
Damn, she don't get a tap.
Well, nah, yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say. Nah, you don't just jump in there, right? You know, you just put your hands, you know, start off with a little massage, try to get her, no?
Yes.
You don't just like use your shoulders and just slide them in between her legs and then turn sideways and then.
Oh, you mean, well, you didn't. And then
warm that shit up and get that spit up in there and get that nice and wet. And then as soon as you hit it, and then now you, okay, now it's time for me to go.
Right.
Okay.
Like, oh,
I mean,
you
that's,
up, you
that's,
up
that's a different approach. Yeah, you can do that too. Is that how you do it, Brian?
Hey, man, listen. I'm going to get mine.
B say, wait till this parking spot open up and then we going to slide right in it.
That sounds selfish.
You just got in the car.
I'm going to get mine.
Right.
Selfish. How do you get.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, you know, when if she's sleeping, you come in, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna rough it off?
You wake up the right way, you know? You got to get in and rub something on her.
There you go. So you just lay down beside her and just let the Johnson slide in between her butt cheek crack and then
or you
let her
using her
get
back
the hint?
To your penis? I mean, what are you saying?
Yeah, then you start caressing, you know. What's wrong? You start caressing that coochie and everything, man. Listen,
but do you so you finger pop it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it won't.
Yes.
That's
so,
the way
but you
want.
You don't suck that motherfucker,
huh? Uh-uh. Once she roll over and get a position, then I go
you
down
know,
to
you
suck
know,
that.
You
that
know it's on. Oh, yeah, I mean, okay.
If she's sleeping on her side, you gotta finger pop it. Then she roll over. Then you got it.
Oh, that's how you do it, bro.
Hey, Doc.
I just did it this weekend.
Oh, yo.
Damn. Oh,
okay. And let's go to my phone and see who's next.
This hot motherfucker here.
Right.
Hey, Doc, can I interrupt the show for 1 second?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not that I'm trying to beef with any of our friends, Chodello.com, from Canada. I just want to let you know that the USA is winning 1-0. I'm not at the game in Canada because I didn't get an invite, but Howard and his two imaginary friends might have gotten one. And Aaron don't return phone calls because he thinks he's moody.
Oh.
And so he don't return phone calls, but he might have got a motherfucking invite. I didn't get one. Neither did 15, Doc, and Queen. We didn't get invites to Canada. But USA is beating Nigeria 1-0 right now. On to the show.
All right. USA.
Aaron, you ain't moody. Return calls, nigga. Wow. You don't got shit to do.
Well, all right. Let it ride.
Just because your daughter started walking don't mean you busy.
Okay. Oh, damn. Saying.
Queen.
Okay. Hey, great. If you want to answer today's question, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com or go to Facebook where we will post it for you. To answer.
Queen, tell me something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Okay. If you were laying down, you were sleeping.
Oh, fuck.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And your man came in.
Mm-hmm.
As we said. Okay. What would be the best way for him to arouse you? I mean, what would you prefer?
Can I answer for Queen? Because I think I know the answer to this question. Can I answer for Queen?
Go ahead.
How
they
fuck.
I'm just saying.
Do you know
these are just assumptions.
Okay, so you don't know the answer.
No, I don't know that, but these are assumptions.
Okay.
Queen is a founding member of the Top Shelf Committee. Therefore, I feel she sleeps on her side.
Okay.
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 So being that she sleeps on her side, I think that any real nigga that's trying to handle this business, he gonna have to he's gonna have to erect his body. Let me get my mic right. He's gonna have to erect his body.
Can you see this?
So, but you remember when I talked 15, to this move right here?
15, can you see
so
this?
So he's gonna have to erect his body, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna have to like soft kisses on either side.
Okay.
Then he's going to have to agitate the San Andreas Fault. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he's going to have to get it to that anus right there.
Oh, I didn't know that's where he was. I thought he was.
No.
When he did this, I already knew he was.
Yeah, because he got to spread that. Because see,
not him.
Right. See,
he goes straight to South.
See, the kitty cat is more here. And it might be peeking out, but that's not what's important. You need to, and then, you know, and then you get that right there. You know what I'm saying? And then that's where you got to get the anal tongue dogs and erect your junk. You got to just slide that junk in the anus right there.
What does that have to do with big boobs?
Because
I feel like we just because you don't lay on your
stomach. Thank you. Thanks.
Because you're not laying on your stomach because you have big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably on your side.
But anybody that's laying on their stomach, I mean, that sounds like a stomach laying on.
I said you're laying on your side.
No, I said somebody that's laying on their stomach,
mm-hmm.
That sounds like.
I mean, if by chance you have the size boobs that you have and you are laying on your stomach, it's a rarity. You take advantage of that. You're probably going to kiss quickly, and then you're probably going to try to insert because it is on its on the stomach. And you're going to do that. But you're on the side, so you have to finesse that over.
Mm. Sir, you sound like you should be doing a YouTube video.
Right. You and the grapefruit lady.
How about that shit?
Right, y'all should go on the road together.
I'm just saying.
You still didn't answer the question, though. You think you slick, don't you?
What? He answered it for me. I'm like, I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even remember what the hell was the question because he answered it. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Ask again.
If you're laying down, sleep.
So, in other words, she says she needs me to play the closing music right now. And
your man comes in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way for him to arouse you, if you're asleep, to wake you up? Have sex.
Well, first of all, don't let me be in REM, okay? Because then I'm going to fight you. Let it be that sleep where you're not really asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when you're kind of like,
you heard
I know you
just. In.
I know you here,
right?
But I'm gonna still pretend like I'm asleep because you came in real late, and I'm real mad at you right now,
okay?
Because you came in late.
Maybe you work late or something.
you came in late, so I'm a little bit mad.
But
so
see, here's the thing: if you come in late, don't come early.
I'm saying.
I knew come had something to do with it.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
And that's if that's true. The way, yeah, you need to
there's
go down.
A quick way to shut that up.
Okay.
There's a quick way to shut that up. You know what I'm saying?
I just said.
As
I
soon
just
as
told
you
him.
Hear that, why you just get that in there and gotcha. Shut all that
no,
noise up?
I mean.
You got that, Brahim?
No,
Brahim already know. He's,
she just got finished talking about the grapefruit lady. So
Brahim knows already.
And okay. If that mouth won't shut up, pacify it.
Nope. See, that's a selfish shit right there.
You know.
Selfish.
That's selfish?
Yeah.
How's that selfish?
I'm asleep, but I mean, you sticking a dick in somebody's mouth? Okay.
The mouth was open. If you don't want nothing in your mouth, don't open it.
It's black. It's white.
Oh, shoot.
Dolomite didn't have a problem with it.
Oh,
what's her name?
Who?
Dolomite. What's her name?
Rachel?
Yeah.
Dolezal?
Wow, that Dolomite.
Right, Rachel Dolezal. Right yeah, down right. In the jungle deep, I became a nigga and a creep.
You missed that conversation, B.
That 1 hour conversation. Look, check it out. We gotta get out of here, man. I'm missing. Hold on. Let me just give Chonilla.com an update in Canada that it is 1-0 USA over Nigeria. Thank you, Shirley and Clove, for the invite.
Chonilla.
That Howard. His two imaginary friends, Aaron, that thinks he's Mr. Moody and can't return calls. They got tickets, but we didn't. I just wanted to try. 15WA. Two finger, one finger.
One finger to the cop that pulled me over last week because he thought I was on my cell phone and I wasn't.
Damn, dog. How many times do you get pulled over by a cop?
Minding my business, yo. Minding my business.
Driving while black.
Yes.
Damn, that could have been a whole other section.
Two fingers to 24-hour fitness for supplying me with my fitness needs.
A.K.A. victims for I-95.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, I saw you doing curls over there. Have you ever seen the Maryland House?
You know they got illegal seafood, girl.
You know that?
Anything
got all your
you
crab cake needs.
Want.
Yeah, right.
And a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Queenie.
Hey, yo. Oh, boy. Let's see. Oh, man, off the brick. One finger to the post office. People, don't mark a box fragile, because your shit is going to get drop kicked and stepped on, and the stuff you send to somebody is going to be broken. So, yeah. Okay. So, and...
You know what? I think that would be a great idea for Mythbusters, the TV show.
I have a picture of it.
No, seriously. Put a box that say fragile, and then put a box that say kick the fuck out of me because I know you guys are going to do it anyway. And then have like a little sensor in there to see how much shock it actually took.
I'm telling you, I cannot believe the picture that I got that was like, this is the box that was marked fragile and two glasses were broken. So not cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so not cool. And yeah, so not cool. And let's see, so two fingers... Two fingers goes out to everybody that listens to Now My Glass and has given me awesome, awesome feedback and has shared what was in their glass. Angela, BTG, Chaz, Big B.
Chill. I gotta step my drink game up because Chaz is like getting real cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He posting motherfucking sprites and shit.
Not sprites.
He like posted a deer park and shit. He posted like a puddle of saliva. You can't post everything you drink, dude.
Mm.
Look at Big B over there posting closets. I feel like one of your women. I finally get to see your bedroom, sir. Oh, let me take that back because there are. Let me take that back. There are questions. Motherfucker. Doctor!
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Let me see. One finger to this motherfucking goddamn heat. Feel like as soon as you step out the house, you're going into an oven. Let me see. Two fingers to the last of the Mohicans. My baby girl, Queen Sade the Big B. We still holding it down. We're going to be here for y'all every week, man. We doing it.
Until Drew gets back. Damn, did you just kind of put it out there like that? She'll be back. Yeah, some things to handle. Okay, so along with Blue Bull, Smithwick, cut that off the list too.
Guinness.
Okay. Two things. So pretty soon we're just going to be down in Deer Park.
I miss TP.
I know. Toilet paper. Boom. So, for me, two fingers. Fifecast. Fifecast. Two fingers to RL. Follow me on Twitter. Thank you for all of that good shit. Two fingers to It's Snuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. All over Twitter. Yep. And British. Them two. And them and her.
Shout out to Apothic White. And Blue Concoctions and Big B's glass.
Oof, I don't even know what's in that glass right there. Mad shouts. Two fingers to the Clydesdales for their offers and everything. Because the Clydesdales always come through. So thank you for that. And all of their friends that support them, Devil's Backbone and so forth and going forward. One finger to Boston's HR department that feels like they don't need to come to work because who needs you? Fuck you. For not being there in all of your glory. Thank you. We got to get out of here. We had a being black, but we're going to save that hopefully for next week.
Yes.
Cool.
Because clearly being black took on a whole new role this week that took up most of the show.
Right.
Hey, Dot, 15.
Yo.
You remember the Asian lady that was being black Sunday?
Sunday?
Sitting right behind you with the red, yellow, black hair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. We were saying early before you got on the show about, Asian people seem to get a pass for claiming black.
Uh-huh.
But white people seem to get the kiss of death.
Yeah, how about that?
Ain't that some shit?
Well, I guess because Asians do more for the urban community than anything.
I tried to explain that to him. I tried it to him from the style of hair to the food we eat.
Right, exactly.
I tried to give it to him.
Oh, shit.
But look, y'all.
Hold on. How about the dude in Costco's that got chumped? The dude in Costco, he's like, dude, he just took your car. Did he just take my car?
Oh, wow. Damn, that was a being black moment. We're going to say that for next week, too.
Will you remember?
Remind me that.
Oh, yes.
It was like some Debo shit?
You got, got to remind me of that one. Okay. That was I might just do like being black, like right now. Can I do being black right now?
I'm looking at 15. The fellas is like, you kind of have to.
Be a marathon.
Right, he's cracking up.
To God, yo. That was an incredible motherfucking segment, yo. That was, dude was like. All right, so 1-5, I'm going to start this off. So we was in Costco picking up our normal liquor run and everything that we, you
Where's
know.
Where's my grandma? Yeah, yo.
You didn't tell me before that, that this happened days ago. Thank you. And
did,
so
okay.
As we finished through the liquor aisles and so forth and so what, we walked past three people. They seem to be of Latin descent. I'm going to go on a limb and say that they were Spaniards because I'm kind of like getting the difference down a little bit. And B, tell me what happened at this point.
So the aisle was crowded and it was they were having a conversation and it was blocking the aisle. So it was this black guy that was walking in front of us and he walked and he was just standing there for a second when nobody moved the cart. So he moved the cart, and the guy turned around and was like, did he just take my cart?
No. And this guy took their cart from them.
Right.
So they were ogling over a baby like, oh, she's so cute, and look at her. And dude was like, here's an empty cart. I'll be taking this.
So then his friend was like, dude, he just took your cart. You should say something.
No.
The guy.
The dude that was ogling over the baby, he turns around and was like, yo, where's my cart? And the dude was like, that black guy right there just took your cart.
What?
And so my man turned around with the big chest and was like, who? It's okay. It's three of us. We can carry the 24 bottles of wine that we need to pick up. Like, Slim changed his tone instantaneously. He was like, because he was like, he said, who took my car? Like, I'm fucking everybody up in this store. And his boy was like, my man right there took your car. And he turned around, he was like, I mean, the 17 packs of chicken and this 19 bottles of wine that we had to carry, there's three of us. And the baby can carry a couple too. It's okay. We don't need a cart for this. And clearly that was a moment.
He was like, that was his cart.
Yeah, he was like, he copped an instant plea after you.
He was
so ready for it to be another Latino or a white person, because he would have shut Costco down at that point. But when this man pointed out that there was a nigga, and Slim was like this, he was fully arm extended.
What?
It was my man right there. Took your car. Slim was like,
oh shit.
We can carry this.
Right.
These four turkeys, 12 packs of chicken, and three cases of wine, we can just carry this up to the front.
Growing as we speak.
Right.
And the baby had my bottle of Grand Marnier that I wanted. Okay.
I'm just saying. It just was what it was.
Mm-hmm. Smart man.
Smart. How about that shit?
Smart amigo.
Yeah. How about that shit? Anyway, man, we got to get out of here. What is this, a fucking 2-hour show?
Pretty much.
Goddamn. Look, I'm your man, Big B. I would like to thank, first and foremost, the Queen, First Lady IDS Queenine. I would like to thank the Doctor, everyone that keeps you healthy with misinformation. And I would like to thank the 15WA Better Late Than Never for coming in. We are IDS for you today. And always, in closing, we would like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.